Well, this morning I'd like to start by asking you a couple questions.
今早我想問大家幾條問題。
The first question is this.
第一條問題係咁。
What is the greatest commandment in the Bible?
喺聖經裏面最大嘅戒命係乜嘢？
Many of you know the answer.
你哋可能好多人已經知道答案。
In Matthew 22:36, Jesus said, "The greatest commandment is you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind."
咁喺馬太福音22章36節係耶穌係咁講，就係話最大嘅戒命就係你要盡心、盡性、盡意愛主你嘅神。
That's an easy question, but my second question is a little bit harder.
呢個係一個好簡單嘅問題，但係第二條問題可能難啲啦。
How are you doing with obeying that command?
你究竟可唔可以做到呢條戒命？
How is your love for God?
你對神嘅愛係點樣？
I trust there are times that you are passionate and zealous in your love for the Lord.
好多時候你係非常之有熱心對神。
But I'm also sure there are times that you struggle to love God with all your heart.
但亦都有時候你會去掙扎去愛主你嘅神。
And since loving God is the greatest commandment, I want to help you grow in your love for God this morning.
咁係愛神係一個最大嘅戒命，我希望今日係藉著大家去栽培，更加去愛主。
We all need help in this area.
我哋每個人都需要呢方面嘅幫助。
And so I invite you to open your Bibles to Luke chapter 7.
咁如果有聖經嘅話，請打開路加福音七章三十六去到五十節。
I think what God has for us there is a lesson for us to grow our love for the Lord.
咁呢個係一個好好嘅教訓，對我哋點樣去愛，更加去愛神。
As you're turning there, let me remind you that in the first seven chapters of Luke, Jesus had been healing the sick.
咁我想去提醒大家，之前嗰七章咧就係耶穌不斷係咁醫治啲有病啊或者貧窮嘅人。
He forgave the sinners.
佢去饒恕罪人。
And this made him very popular among the people, especially the tax collectors and sinners.
咁呢個令佢非常之受歡迎，尤其係嗰啲税吏同埋罪人。
But this made Jesus very, very unpopular with the religious leaders of the day, the Pharisees.
但相反，對啲宗教領袖嚟講，佢哋耶穌係非常之唔受歡迎，尤其係法利賽人。
As you know, those were the self-righteous hypocrites who thought they could earn God's favor by their good works.
佢哋就係一班自義嘅，係自以為可以憑住好行為能夠去賺取神嘅愛。
There's really just one main point in Luke 7, verses 36 to 50.
其實喺呢段經文裏邊只有一個重點。
And we'll discover that point together at the end. But as we work through this story verse by verse, I want to give you four headings to help us organize our thoughts.
咁我哋今日係嚟睇下你，我將呢度分開咗四段，大家一齊嚟睇下今日嘅經文。
Just to give them to you up front, it'll be the Pharisee.
咁第一點就係法利賽人。
The promiscuous woman.
有罪嘅女人。
The parable.
比喻。
And then the point.
重點。
So the first heading for our morning is the Pharisee, and that's going to be in verse 36.
咁我哋喺睇下第36，係我哋集中於呢個法利賽人。
The Bible says, one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table.
有一個法利賽人請耶穌和他吃飯，耶穌就到法利賽人家裏去坐席。
And of course, this is speaking of the Pharisee asking Jesus to eat with him.
咁當然啦，係法利賽人係請耶穌入佢屋企食飯。
We learn later on that this Pharisee's name was Simon, which was a very common name.
咁我哋知道呢個法利賽人嗰個名叫西門，呢個係非常之普遍一個名。
This meal was a banquet.
咁呢餐飯係一個筵席嚟嘅。
Because rather than sitting down on chairs, they reclined at the table.
佢哋唔係坐喺張凳，而係佢哋挨住。
They would lie on their left side, and their feet would be away from the table, and they would use their right hand to eat food.
他们用左手来托住个头，整个人是卧低，他们的脚是向后。
I would like to eat at that kind of a banquet.
我想去参加这样的筵席。
Respected teachers were often invited to banquets like this.
出名的教师是经常被邀请去这样的筵席。
And people of the town were allowed to come in and listen to the conversation.
全个镇的人都是非常乐意入去他们的家去听教训。
And so that is the first heading for our story, the Pharisee.
咁呢個就係你第一個大標題，呢個法利賽人。
Now, the first three points will be relatively short, but the point at the end is where we will focus our time.
之後個三點係非常之短，但你係需要去集中於最後尾嗰一點，呢個重點。
So the second heading is the promiscuous woman.
第二個重點就係呢個有罪嘅女人。
And we meet her in verses 37
to 39. 咁我哋去睇到37、39節係咁記載。
The word of God says this, And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment.
城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着盛香膏的玉瓶。
And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment.
站在耶稣背后，挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。
Now, when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner."
请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说：这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人。乃是个罪人。
So Simon had invited Jesus to this banquet.
咁呢个西门就请耶稣去佢筵席。
And all of a sudden, something very surprising happened.
咁突然之间有啲非常之震撼嘅嘢发生。
A woman who was known as a sinner entered the Pharisee's house.
一个系出咗名系有罪嘅女人嚟到呢个法利赛人嘅屋企。
Now you don't become known as a sinner because you grumble a lot.
你唔会被认为一个罪人，当你系有抱怨。
Or because you're occasionally impatient.
又或者你间唔中系冇耐心。
This woman was known in the city as a sinner.
呢个女人喺成个镇里边系出咗名系罪人。
She was very likely a prostitute.
佢系非常之有可能系一个妓女。
It's clear from this passage that she came specifically because she heard that Jesus was at this banquet.
佢特别嚟到，因为佢系听到话耶稣嚟咗呢个筵席。
Normally, she would not want to be anywhere near a Pharisee's house.
佢正常地，佢唔會去接近一個法利賽人嘅屋企。
But she came because Jesus was there.
佢嚟到係因為耶穌喺嗰度。
In verse 38 tells us that this woman came up behind Jesus.
咁我哋睇到係話呢個女人係企喺耶穌嘅背後。
She began weeping by his feet.
佢亦都嚟到佢腳嗰度去哭泣。
And she had so many tears that she was able to wash Jesus' feet with her tears.
佢喊得咁多，係淚水多到好似可以幫耶穌洗腳。
This would have been shocking and strange.
这个是非常之震撼，亦都好奇怪。
Then she let down her hair and began to wipe his feet with her hair.
跟住佢又将佢嘅头发放下，跟住就为耶稣去擦干。
This would have been extremely inappropriate.
这个非常之唔合体嘅。
Women at this time did not let down their hair in public.
当时候嘅女人系唔会随便将喺公众里边放低佢头发。
And can you just imagine for a moment washing somebody else's feet with your tears and with your hair?
你可唔可以想象一下，你去为其他人洗脚系用你嘅泪水
？Somebody who'd been walking around on dusty roads wearing sandals。
咁其实当时候可能行咗好多路，喺啲好多尘嘅路。
So this meal was interrupted by this woman who began weeping。
咁呢个筵席系中间被打断咗，因为呢个女人喺度喊。
And I try to imagine what it would have been like to be there。
咁我都想象一下，究竟我如果当时喺嗰度系会点样嘅咧
？Everyone's eating。
冇个人食紧嘢。
Talking。
讲紧嘢。
But all of a sudden, you hear this weeping.
但突然之间听到有啲哭泣声。
And this weeping gets louder and louder.
呢个哭泣声越嚟越大。
Until you can't ignore her anymore.
直至你唔可以再去忽视佢。
Now just imagine everyone mid-bite stops and turns and just stares at this woman.
你谂下，各个人手里边攞住啲嘢食物，突然之间转头望住一个女人。
What was happening?
发生啲咩事咧
？This is extremely awkward.
呢个系非常之奇怪嘅。
Then, as if this wasn't enough.When Jesus' feet were clean, she began to kiss his feet.
如果呢个仲未去到震撼嘅话，佢就去亲耶稣嘅脚。
This is an act of deep gratitude and even worship.
呢个系一个好深嘅一个感恩，甚至去到崇拜。
And as the finale, this woman anointed Jesus' feet with ointment.
最后呢个女人攞住一瓶膏去膏耶稣。
This is a perfume that came in an alabaster vial.
呢个系非常之珍贵，一个玉瓶嘅一个香膏。
Now this ointment was probably very, very expensive because it was stored in an alabaster vial.
呢瓶香膏是非常珍贵，因为是在好像个真纳达的瓶里边咁样。
Just to give you an idea, an alabaster vial of perfume is mentioned in John 12.
呢个俾你一啲参考咧，就系话呢个约翰福音十二章里边曾经有讲过。
And that perfume was worth more than a year's worth of wages.
呢瓶嘅香膏咧，系值成年嘅一个薪酬。
With something so precious, this woman wouldn't have carried this perfume around with her all the time.
如果呢个咁珍贵嘅话，呢个女人唔会成日攞住出街。
She had it because she planned to bring it.
佢攞住系因为佢系预计咗、预备咗去攞去呢个筵席。
She had planned ahead because she wanted to see Jesus.
佢系有所准备，因为佢想去见到耶稣。
And this strange scene caused skepticism about Jesus.
咁呢个好奇怪嘅一个图片，就令到耶稣被人去批评。
Simon the Pharisee saw all that was happening, and he knew who this woman was, that she was a sinner.
咁呢个西门咧就见到所有发生，跟住佢就问啦。
Probably a prostitute.
佢知道呢个女人系一个妓女。
So in Luke 7:39, he said, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner."
第39节，请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说：若这人是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。
So now we've met the Pharisee.
我们遇见了这个法利赛人。
He was a self-righteous religious leader who wanted to trap Jesus.
他是一个自义的法利赛人，想去陷害耶稣。
We've met the promiscuous woman who washed Jesus' feet with her tears and her hair.
我们遇到这个有罪的女人，她在耶稣的脚前去喊，也都去擦干耶稣的脚。
And this situation at this point must have been very tense.
咁嚟到呢度係非常之緊張。
But at this point, the action stops and the speaking starts.
喺呢一刻，所有嘅行動停止，話語就開始講啦。
Remember, the Pharisee hadn't said anything out loud.
咁記住喎，法利賽人並冇將呢句説話講出嚟。
Verse 39 says he thought these words to himself.
39節，心裏説。
But amazingly, Jesus answers the Pharisee's unspoken thoughts.
但是耶稣是非常之神奇地去答咗佢嘅问题。
And he answers him with a very short parable.
咁佢用一个非常之短嘅一个比喻嚟回答佢。
And that's our third heading, the parable, verses 40 to 43.
呢个就我哋第三个重点，系关于呢个比喻。
God's word says, "And Jesus answering said to him, 'Simon, I have something to say to you.' And he answered, 'Say it, teacher.'"
耶稣对他说：西门，我有话要对你说。西门说：夫子，请说。
A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii, and the other 50.
耶稣说：一个债主有两人欠他的债，一个欠五十两银子，一个欠五两银子。
When they could not pay, he cancelled the debt of both. Now which of them will love him more?
因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪个更爱他呢？
Simon answered, "The one, I suppose, for whom he cancelled the larger debt." And he said to him, "You have judged rightly."
西门回答说：我想那是多得恩的得免的人。耶稣说：你断的不错。
Now, a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning.
一个比喻是一个在地上的事情，但比喻紧天上的事情。
In this parable, a money lender had two debtors who owed him money.
咁喺呢个比喻里边，系一个债主，亦都有两个债仔。
One owed 500 denarii，
一个系欠五十两。
And a denarius is one day's wages， so 500 denarii is about a year and a half's wages。
一个一两银子系一日嘅工价，即系话如果五百两嘅话，就大概年半嘅工资。
This is an extremely large debt。
呢个系非常之大嘅一个债务。
The other owed 50 denarii， about 2 months' wages。
第二个是说欠五十两，大概是两个月的人工。
Still a large sum, but not quite the same.
都是一个大的限额，但没有之前那么大。
When both could not repay the moneylender cancelled the debt.
因为他们两个无力去偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。
That word carries the idea of grace and forgiveness.
这个行动是表示这个恩典也都去赦免。
This cancelled debt was unconditional, undeserved forgiveness.
咁呢个上面呢个债务系无条件嘅。
Now you and I both know no human moneylender would act this way。
你知道喺我哋喺地上嘅去开债务公司嘅系冇人会咁样去做嘅。
If you find one that does, tell me。
如果有人借钱咁样嘅话，话俾我听啦。
But no human moneylender would do this. This is absolute and complete cancellation of the debt。
呢个债主系非常之震撼，佢系直情系免咗佢哋两个人嘅债。
And that was the whole parable.
这个就是整个比喻。
And Jesus finished this parable by asking Simon a simple question.
他完结了这个比喻，就问西门一个很简单的一个问题。
Which debtor will love the moneylender more?
那是这两个欠债的人，哪一个更加爱过债主？
And Simon sheepishly answered him, I suppose the one who forgave him more.
那西门就回答了，就说我想多得恩免的人。
And Jesus said, you have judged correctly.
耶稣就话你判断得唔错。
This is a pretty simple parable followed by a simple question, which was met by a simple answer.
一个系一个好简单嘅一个比喻，有个好简单嘅一个回答。
The larger the debt that was cancelled, the more gratitude and love will be shown.
呢个债嘅越大，嘅感恩嘅越多，亦都爱嘅越多。
So at this point, we've met the Pharisee and we've met the promiscuous woman, and now we've heard the parable.
我哋去睇到呢个法利赛人，睇到呢个有罪嘅女人，睇到呢个比喻。
And now we're ready for the last heading, the point.
我哋亦都去到最后一点啦，呢个重点啦。
What's the point of all this?
呢个成个比喻嘅一个重点系点样咧？
Jesus explains in verses 44-50.
咁耶稣喺44-50节再继续咁讲啦。
Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house." You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair.
於是轉過來向著那女人，便對西門說：你看見這女人嗎？我進了你的家，你沒有給我水洗腳，但這女人用眼淚濕了我的腳，用頭髮擦乾。
You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet.
你沒有與我親嘴，但這女人從我進來的時候就不住地用嘴親我的腳。
You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment.
你没有用油膏我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。
Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little.
所以告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多，但那赦免少的，她的爱就少。
And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven."
于是对那女人说，你的罪赦免了。
Then those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sin?"
同席的人心里说，这是什么人，竟赦免人的罪呢？
And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安回去吧。
Jesus compared what Simon the Pharisee had not done for Jesus with what the woman had done for Jesus.
咁耶稣就对比翻，就话呢个西门冇做啲乜，对比呢个女人系为耶稣做咗啲乜嘢。
Simon did not wash Jesus' feet, but the woman washed his feet with her tears and with her hair.
西门冇为耶稣去洗脚，但呢个女人系用佢嘅眼泪嚟到为耶稣去洗脚。
Simon didn't greet him with a kiss on the cheek, but this woman kept kissing Jesus' feet.
西门冇同耶稣去亲嘴，但呢个女人系不断咁去亲耶稣嘅脚。
Simon didn't even anoint Jesus' head with cheap olive oil, but this woman had anointed Jesus' feet with precious ointment, possibly her most precious possession.
咁呢个西门冇用呢啲最便宜嘅橄榄油为耶稣去膏抹佢嘅头，但呢个女人用佢一生最贵重嘅香膏为耶稣去膏抹佢脚。
Why were their actions so different?
点解佢哋嘅行动咁唔一样咧？
One was very cold towards Jesus.
一个对耶稣非常之冷淡。
And one was over the top in her devotion to Jesus.
一个系对耶稣嘅敬虔系超标嘅。
Why was there such a big difference?
点解有咁大嘅差异咧？
And in Luke 7:47, Jesus explains.
跟住喺47节就系咁样讲啦。
Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much.
所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多，但那赦免少的，他的爱就少了。
But he who is forgiven little loves little.
但那赦免少的，他的爱就少了。
She had received extravagant forgiveness from the Savior, so she had an extravagant love for her Savior.
因为佢系接受咗呢个救主呢个咁大嘅一个赦免，所以佢对耶稣嘅爱系咁大。
Now we don't know when this woman had met Jesus.
我哋唔知道呢个女人系几时遇见耶稣。
Maybe she met Jesus in Luke chapter 5.
或者佢喺第五章度系遇见到耶稣。
When Matthew the tax collector threw a banquet in honor of Jesus.
咁呢个马太呢个收税吏嘅，佢去开一个筵席，可能嗰个女人就喺嗰个场合遇到耶稣。
We know that banquet was filled with tax collectors and sinners, perhaps even this woman.
咁你知道佢开一个筵席系有好多税吏同埋罪人，或者呢个女人就系其中一个。
Ultimately, we don't know when, but somehow, she had heard Christ preach a message of forgiveness, and she had been forgiven.
或者佢听到耶稣嘅一个赦免一个教训，所以佢嚟到呢度尽得耶稣嘅宽恕。
This woman was showing extravagant devotion to Christ, and no one else in the room understood why.
呢个女人对耶稣有咁大一个敬虔态度，系在座当中冇一人能够明白嘅。
The irony is that this woman, the Pharisee, thought Jesus was ignorant about the woman.
讽刺嘅系呢个法利赛人对耶稣以为耶稣系好无知，唔知呢个系点样嘅女人。
The Pharisee thought Jesus has no idea she's a sinner.
呢个法利赛人谂耶稣唔知道呢个女人系一个罪人。
But in fact, it was the Pharisee who was ignorant.
但係呢個實際情況係個法利賽人先係無知嗰、那個。
He did not know this woman had been forgiven.
佢唔知道呢個女人係已經係被赦免。
And so Jesus explained this woman's love was extravagant because she had received extravagant forgiveness.
因為呢個女人愛嘅大，因為佢得到赦免嘅係大。
She had been forgiven much, so she loved much.
佢被赦免嘅更多，愛嘅係更多。
This is a story of contrast.
呢個係一個對比。
The sinful woman and the self-righteous Pharisee.
呢個係一個罪嘅女人同一個自義嘅法利賽人。
The woman knew her sins were many, so she loved much.
呢個女人知道佢嘅罪係更多，所以佢愛嘅係更多。
The Pharisee did not think himself to be a great sinner.
呢個法利賽人唔認為自己有啲乜嘢嘅罪。
And so he didn't need much forgiveness.
佢唔需要幾多嘅赦免。
And therefore he did not love.
所以佢就冇去愛啦。
This morning I wonder.
呢朝我喺度諗緊。
Which of these two characters can you relate to more?
呢兩個人物，你係邊一個更加認同呢？
Do you recognize that you are a great sinner?
你有冇知道你自己就係嗰個好大嘅罪人？
Do you and I recognize that we have many, many, many sins?
你有冇認識到我哋係有好多好多好多嘅罪？
That we are not all that different than the promiscuous woman.
我哋同呢個有罪嘅女人係好相似。
Or do you believe, like the Pharisee, that your sins are relatively small?
或者你係覺得自己好似個法利賽人，你嘅罪係相對嚟講係細。
That you don't need much forgiveness.
你唔需要幾多嘅赦免。
You might need a little help from God.
你需要神少少嘅幫助。
But you don't think you're helpless.
但你唔覺得自己無助。
You don't think you're dead in your sin.
你唔覺得你係欠債。
If you think you only have small sins, then you only need a small sacrifice.From a small Savior who deserves small love.
你犯嘅係一個細嘅罪，你需要一個細嘅救主，你需要一個細嘅赦免。
But in reality, the sin of self-righteousness and spiritual pride is just as dangerous and just as ugly to God.
呢個係自義同埋喺神面前，其實喺神面前一樣係咁大嘅。
In fact, in many ways, spiritual pride is more offensive to God than a life of obvious sin.
这个是比一些很显明意见的我们自己的在神面前的自义我们的骄傲更加严重。
Remember, Jesus' strongest rebukes were against the self-righteous and the proud.
耶稣是经常是责备这些是自义是都骄傲的人。
So whether you have grown up in church and never wandered away,
或者你是在教会里面长大是没有离开过
or if you've lived a life of blatant sin,
或者是你是仍然活在这些很明显的罪当中。
The reality is that we will never understand the full depth of our debt of sin before God.
在我们真实的情况，我们根本没有办法想象我们对神所欠的是有几多。
You see, the Bible describes our sinful state in a number of ways.
这个圣经去形容多次形容我们不同的罪。
In relational terms, we are God's enemies.
用这个关系来讲，我们是神的敌人。
In legal terms, we are criminals.
在这个法律的词典，我们是一个犯罪的人。
But in financial terms, we are debtors to God.
我们在财政上高，我们是欠债的。
Brothers and sisters, we have accumulated an enormous debt of sin.
弟兄姊妹，我们是犯了一个很多很严重的一些罪。
None of us has a debt of just 50 denarii.
我们没有人当中是欠50两的。
Or even 500 denarii.
或者是500两。
We have an unimaginable debt.
我们是有一个超乎我们想象的债务。
Every sinful motive.
我哋一个系犯罪嘅倾向。
Every lustful glance，
我哋嘅眼目嘅情欲。
Every angry word，
我哋嘅愤怒嘅言语。
Every greedy or covetous desire，
我哋嘅贪心自私嘅渴望。
Every proud or judgmental thought，
我哋嘅骄傲，我哋嘅判断。
Every sin brings with it an eternal and infinite debt，
每一个罪行都系带来一个永久同埋永远嘅一个债。
Because our sins are against an eternal and infinite God.
因为我们的罪是得罪了这个无限和永恒的主。
Every day, even on our best days, we are adding to that debt.
每一天，甚至我们最好的日子，我们是将这个债务是越积越多。
So the punishment for our sin is not 100 years in hell, or even 1 million or trillion years in hell.
我们罪的惩罚不是说100年、10000年、1亿年在这个地狱里面。
It is forever.
是永恒。
And I also want you to consider, though, how Jesus' short parable highlights the gospel.
咁我哋睇下耶稣点样点缀呢个比喻。
If a money lender cancels a debt, it means the money lender had to take on the debt himself.
如果一個借錢的人去免咗一個人的債，其實就是話調翻轉嚟講，這個債主係負責去孭呢個人的一個債。
The money lender has to pay the debt himself。
呢個借錢嘅一個人係佢需要還翻個錢出嚟。
If someone owes you $100，
如果有人係爭咗你$100
，and you say to him, "Don't worry about it, I've cancelled your debt."
你同佢講唔需要擔心啦，我已經免咗呢個債務。
You're cancelling the debt by taking the cost upon yourself。
你係免咗呢個債務，但係呢個負你係需要自己去俾翻呢個錢出嚟嘅。
So in Jesus' parable, this money lender graciously paid off the debt that the other men owed.
咁呢個喺耶穌比喻裏邊，呢個債主係開恩免除咗呢兩個人嘅債。
The debt must be paid, but the debtors didn't pay it.
咁呢個債務係需要去償還，但係個欠債嘅人係冇償還。
Instead, it is covered. It is paid graciously by the money lender himself.
但係呢個債務係免除咗，係俾呢個債主係開恩俾佢哋。
Do you see how this is a picture of the gospel?
你知唔知道呢個就係福音啊？
How did God pay our debt of sin?
係神係為我哋嘅罪嘅緣故係還咗呢個債。
He did this by sending his only son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place.
佢係差遣咗佢嘅獨生子喺十架上死嚟還我哋呢個債。
Jesus suffered in our place and took our punishment that we deserved.
耶穌受苦係受到呢個刑罰係我哋應該受嘅。
And he did this so you and I could be forgiven.
佢咁樣做係所以令你令我係得到赦免。
So your debt that you have earned could be cancelled.
所以你嘅债，你积落嘅债系被赦免。
Second Corinthians 8:9 puts it this way.
咁喺哥林多后书八章九节系咁讲。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷。叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Jesus was infinitely rich.
耶稣是有无限的有钱。
We were infinitely bankrupt.
而我们是调翻转，我们是永久的是欠债。
Jesus took our debt.
耶稣是将这个债务去自己去孭翻。
And he gives us his riches.
他将他的富足给我们。
It's been said this way, our debt was so great.That paying for our debt bankrupted Christ, who is infinitely rich.
就因為我哋嘅債係如此嘅巨大，係令到耶穌本來有一個好富有嘅，變成一個好貧窮嘅。
Jesus' love was so great that he was glad to die for us.
咁耶穌嘅愛對我哋係咁大，係佢非常之願意為我哋去死。
But also our sins were so great that he had to die for us.
但因為係我哋嘅罪係咁大嘅緣故，佢需要去為我哋去死。
So in this simple parable, Jesus gave us a beautiful picture of the gospel.
咁喺一个咁简单嘅比喻里边，耶稣就话咗俾你听一个福音嘅美丽。
Apart from Christ, our situation is utterly hopeless.
除开耶稣基督之外，我哋嘅环境系无望嘅。
We have an infinite debt before God.
我哋喺神面前有个永远偿还唔到嘅一个债。
And even our good works are as filthy rags before Him.
甚至我哋以为我哋嘅好行为就足以去偿还。
And so even our best efforts.Add to this debt.
咁我哋最好嘅行為反而係更加令呢個債務更加大。
There's no way out.
係冇辦法離開。
But because Jesus Christ died for our sins and because He was raised on the third day, if you trust in Christ and repent of your sin, the debt that you owe is cancelled.
咁係因為耶穌喺十架上嘅死，三日後復活，佢令到我哋呢個債務係被償還。
It can be paid in full.
呢个系一个原本系免除咗债务。
We owe the debt, but Jesus paid for it.
我哋系欠债一个，但耶稣系负责偿还债务嗰个。
Now let's be honest. The difficulty is, the longer you've been a Christian, the more tempting it is to think you've paid off some of your debt.
对大家嚟讲系好难接受嘅，就话你成为基督徒越耐，你就认为你嘅债务系已经系还咗少少噶啦。
The longer you've served Christ, the more tempting it is to think that God is in your debt.Rather than the other way around.
你服侍耶稣更加耐嘅时候，你更加去被受试探，就认为神系反而欠咗你啲乜嘢。
Brothers and sisters, if that's you this morning,
弟兄姊妹，呢个就系你啦。
If you've forgotten that the forgiveness you've received is undeserved,
你如果系你嘅认为你受到赦免呢个系你唔配得嘅。
I want to remind you that God never owes us even a drop of mercy or forgiveness.
神并没有我们欠过什么，就算是一滴的开恩的，都是没有欠我们什么。
His forgiveness is always undeserved.
祂的对我们的赦免是我们不配受的。
So here in Luke 7, this woman's love toward Christ was evidence that she had already been forgiven.
咁喺呢个第七章里边，我哋睇到呢个女人佢已经被赦免。
She was expressing love to Christ, not to earn forgiveness, but because she had already received forgiveness.
佢唔系做呢个行为令到赚取佢嘅赦免，而系因为佢已经系获得呢个赦免。
So in Luke 7:48, Jesus said to the woman, "Your sins are forgiven."
所以喺七章四十八节，耶稣对那女人说：你嘅罪。你众多的罪已经被赦免。
And he said that for the benefit of the Pharisees.
他这样说是为了法利赛人好处的缘故而这样说。
This woman knew she was forgiven.
这个女人知道她已经被赦免。
But the Pharisees did not.
但这个法利赛人并不知道。
They still thought of her as a sinner.
他们仍然想她是一个罪人。
Without realizing she had been forgiven and was now a saint.
他并没有不知道这个女人是已经被赦免，她现在成为一个圣人。
And by saying that she was forgiven,Jesus made it clear that he had authority to forgive sin because he is God.
咁话呢个女人话被赦免，耶稣就系好清楚表达话佢系有神嘅权，来自神嘅权柄，佢可以赦罪。
So what was the Pharisees' response?
咁法利赛人嘅回应系点样呢
？Verse 49 says, "Then those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, 'Who is this who even forgives sins?'"
四十九节，同席的人心里说，这是。这是什么人竟赦免人的罪呢
While they grumbled, Jesus reaffirmed his authority to forgive and her status as forgiven.
咁佢哋系抱怨，但系耶稣再一次去强调佢嘅权柄系可以赦罪嘅。
In verse 50, Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
第五十节，耶稣对那女人说：你的信救了你，平平安安地去吧。
So this forgiveness was not earned.
这个赦免唔系获取嘅。
It was graciously given to those who believe, those who trust in Christ.
这个是有非常之有恩典的，被去相信，也都去信靠耶稣的。
And so Jesus' point in this whole story is very clear.
那耶稣在这个比喻的重点就是以下。
He who is forgiven much, loves much.
爱的多，赦免的是多。
The greater the debt you are forgiven, the deeper your gratitude.
咁你个债越大，被赦免嘅话，你嘅感恩系越大。
The greater your sins are, the greater your love for God will be.
咁你嘅罪嘅越大，你对神，你对神嘅爱系越大。
So this morning, if your love for Christ has grown cold,
喺今朝早，如果你对基督嘅爱能够转淡
，Could it be that you have forgotten the debt that you owed, and the debt that Christ paid on the cross?
你是不是忘记了你都是欠债，你欠债也都是基督已经为你去还了债呢
？He who has been forgiven little, or thinks he has been forgiven little, loves little.
但那赦免少的，或者佢谂自己是赦免少的，爱的是更加少。
I have incurred and continue to incur an infinite debt.
我是不断系咁发生，亦都累积一个无限大的一个债。
And so do you.
你亦都是一样。
But if you are saved, you have received an infinite forgiveness.
但你是得救，你已经获得了这个无限大的一个恩典。
Never forget that. Never take that for granted.
不要去忘记，也都不要觉得是理所当然的。
On your best days, God's forgiveness is able to cover, or sorry, on your worst days, God's forgiveness is able to cover your sins.
就算你最差的那一天，耶稣基督的恩典是大过你所犯的罪。
But even in your best days, you are still in need of God's forgiveness.
就算在你最好那天，你都是需要耶稣的一个赦免。
Someone who fails to love God has failed to take his sin seriously.
一个人去不懂得去爱神的话，是因为他对他自己的罪不认真。
Someone who fails to love God has forgotten the amazing wonder of God's forgiveness.
一个人不去爱神，是因为他忘记了神的对他的赦免的恩典有多大。
So I ask you this morning.
所以我再一次问你，喺今朝早。
How is your love for Christ?
你对基督嘅爱有几多咧
？Do you remember the debt he paid?
你记唔记得佢为你所还嘅债务咧
？Do you remember that he who was worshipped by angels in heaven came down to become a man?
你知道佢喺天上系受众多天使嘅敬拜，但系佢为咗你嘅缘故嚟到地上，为咗你嘅缘故。
And though he deserved worship and adoration from everyone.
他是值得，也都可以配受所有的敬拜赞美。
He was instead mocked and condemned by his own creation.
但是他是被他所创造的去嘲笑去藐视。
As he stretched out his hands on the cross,
他在十架上伸延的一个手。
He experienced the pain of the thorns and the flogging.
他忍受了这个荆棘鞭打和一个钉的痛苦。
All of these things were horrendous.
这些东西是很残忍的。
And yet the greatest weight he bore was the wrath of God Almighty upon him.
但是他的爱是这么大，他承受了神对我们的一个愤怒。
The wrath that you and I deserve for our sin.
这个神的愤怒是我们是配受神的愤怒的。
Never forget that.
不要去忘记。
We love because we have been forgiven much.
我们爱的大是因为我们所受到赦免是大。
So if you're a believer this morning, you have received an extravagant forgiveness and you must respond with an extravagant love.
如果你信了主的话，你今早上是应该是接受这个信息。
People must have thought this woman was strange.
那这个很多人去想这个女人是非常奇怪。
People must have murmured and whispered and gossiped.
咁呢啲人可能靜靜雞細細聲咁樣講。
But she did not care what others thought.
但係佢並冇去理會其他人點樣諗。
Because she was overwhelmed with love for her Savior.
因為佢嘅愛係充滿咗佢咁大，去愛佢救主。
Do we love Christ that way?
我哋有冇咁樣去愛基督咧
？Without fear of what others think.
我哋唔需要擔心人哋點樣諗。
But we must not fear what the world thinks.
我们不需要理会世界怎样想。
And we must not even fear what other believers think.
我们不需要想其他信了的人怎样想。
We must be extravagant in our love towards Christ because we have received an extravagant forgiveness.
我们要对耶稣的爱是大，因为我们所受到的赦免是这么大。
He who has been forgiven much loves much.
这个被赦免的多，爱的是多。
Do you demonstrate your love for Christ with joyful obedience?
你有没有显示出你对基督的爱是有这个甘心乐意的信服
？Do you demonstrate your love for Christ by repenting of sin and pursuing holiness？
你有没有去悔改你的罪，亦都去追求这个圣洁
？Remember, this woman's actions were driven by love and joy, not mere duty or obligation.
这个女人的行为是受这个爱和一个喜乐的缘故，不是她的责任的缘故。
Does love and joy characterize your obedience？
咁呢个爱同埋喜乐有冇化为你嘅行动咧
？Are you demonstrating your love for God by loving God's children？
咁你有冇爱神就系爱埋神嘅其他嘅儿女咧
？If God is your father, then His children are your brothers and sisters。
咁如果神系你嘅天父嘅话，你嘅其他嘅弟兄姊妹就系你嘅弟兄姊妹。
If we love God, we will love one another。
如果你去爱神嘅话，你系会爱其他嘅人
，especially within the church。
尤其是在教会里面。
And does your love for God drive you to tell others about God?
咁你对神嘅爱有冇驱使你去话俾其他人听神嘅爱
？Are you pushed to tell others about God's mercy and holiness?
有冇被驱动话俾人听神嘅怜悯、神嘅圣洁
？Are we eager to tell others about the forgiveness that we have received?
我哋有冇同人哋讲我哋嘅罪系得到赦免咧
？Brothers and sisters, we must be driven by this compelling vision of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你需要被呢个耶稣咁大嘅爱去驱使你哋。
We do not obey or love God out of mere duty.
我哋去信服神，并唔系因为一个责任嘅缘故。
We obey and we love because He first loved us.
我哋爱我哋信服，系因为他神先爱我哋。
Because He sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for us.
因为佢差遣咗耶稣基督为我哋嘅罪而死。
And because He has forgiven us of our many, many sins.
祂亦都赦免我们众多的罪。
Let's pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Father, this morning we come to you and thank you for your word.
天父啊，我们再一次来到你的面前，能够去多谢你的话语。
We confess that we forget and take your forgiveness for granted so easily.
我们承认我们很多时候忘记了，亦都是觉得理所当然你的恩典、你的赦免。
Remind us again of your great love toward us through your Son Jesus Christ.
再一次去提醒我哋，你对我哋嘅爱系几大，系藉着耶稣基督。
Convict us again of the sins in our lives that we have let linger for too long.
再一次提醒我哋嘅罪，当呢啲罪仲缠绕紧我哋。
Examine our hearts and show us any sins that are there.
能够将喺话俾你听喺你嘅心里边，我哋嘅罪喺边一度。
And help us to repent and turn from those sins.
能够叫我们能够悔改，也都去转回。
Help us to be a people who are marked by love and joy.
帮助我们成为可以有爱，也都有这个喜乐。
Because we understand that we have been forgiven.
因為我們明白我們是被受赦免。
And this forgiveness was undeserved.
這個赦免是我們不配得的。
And if there are any here this morning who have not yet trusted in Christ,
如果你坐在當中是還未有信耶穌基督的時候,
I ask that you would open their eyes to the beauty of the gospel.
希望你打開他們的眼能夠看到這個福音的美麗。
To the beauty of Christ.
看到基督的美麗。
To the great sacrifice that he made on our behalf.
他的這麼大的犧牲為了我們的緣故。
And now, even as we turn to remember Christ through communion,
咁亦都去再一次仰望翻耶稣。
We pray that you would help us to remember him and worship him and love him.
俾我哋能够可以去敬拜，亦都去爱佢。
We pray these things in your Son's name.
系奉你爱子耶稣嘅名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.